stack them up all four.
Three wide out of turn number four. Jamie McMurray gets right out against the wall. Jeff Burton takes advantage.
And welcome back to North Sound Racing, right up until 9 o'clock tonight here on North Sound. Actually, 10 o'clock. And after that, I'll tell pit reporters with Brett McMillan. We'll be discussing last week's craziness at Dover and talking about the upcoming craziness at Pocono. We've got races all weekend long for you. Saturday afternoon at 4 p.m., the Federated Auto Parts 300 NASCAR Nationwide Series action from Nashville Super Speedway. That starts at 4 Saturday night. Right after that, Bombardier A Learjet 550, 7 p.m. from Texas Motor Speedway. Then the big one on Sunday, the Pocono 500 at 10:15 a.m. live from Pocono Raceway. A couple things before we get back to Terry Buell. I got an email from Steve Schoenfeld, president of the Western Washington Racing Association. They're having a 100-lap road course race at Evergreen Speedway. Last year's champion Galen Stewart won this event. Hope to see him again this year. Check out their website for details, www.wwra.net. We've still got Kelly Hart's Open Wheel Report to bring you. Lots of stuff coming up from Pacific Raceways. Kelly Hale and his drifter friends are out there, and we got a lot to do. Terry, thanks for sticking around with us, pal.
Hey, no problem. I didn't get a chance to finish who was racing tomorrow night. May I?
Yes, please.
Because the NASCAR Mini Stocks are back, and they're in a fantastic points battle now. And the Pawn Exchange Super Figure 8s. And crash cars.
Nice.
And the Super Figure 8s, they're doing great. Their car count was down after 60 minutes of fear, and they're going to be back with a vengeance this week.
So. Cool. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to being out there. All right, a couple of questions, if I may. A lot of words and stuff coming up about the contract renewal coming up in 2 years between, is it in IPI now, or is it a different name now that Lex has it? What's the...
Johnson Productions,
and they're coming up in 2 years, as I understand.
Through the 2010 season is our current contract.
I believe it was 2 weeks ago on our opener. I really went off on Snohomish County.
He did.
And it was because cool. I went down to the Las Vegas Bullring, and I thought, what a cool facility. And last Saturday, I went down to South Sound Speedway for the first time. Have you been down there recently to
sure.
South Sound?
Yeah.
Man, I can see why people would want to race down there. You know, there's two ways to look at it as far as South Sound goes. It would be cool to race at. Spectating, I've got a couple of issues, namely waiting five people in line to buy a soda pop. And the minute that I got up to the window, the nice young lady puts the window close sign down right in front of me. And that didn't go over well. But
right.
The show drug because they had one tow truck. And Tom Moriarty won the Superstock race, so it was good to see Tom.
Sure.
All right, so I get down to the Las Vegas Bullring. And, you know, and I'm already warm about it because the Texas Motor Speedway, or excuse me, Las Vegas Motor Speedway, just on the other side. I mean, you can see the walls. We could have had that. What does it take? And is this at all possible to, when this lease renewal comes up for Evergreen Speedway, to go to the county and say, hey, you took this away from us. We've got the potential to have a real jewel right out there in Monroe. And guys could change U-joints in their bombers and Hornet cars without having a big old boulder in their back and really making some upgrades and improvements in that facility. Am I just like living on a dream here or what?
You mean like a pipe dream?
Pipe dream. There you go. Thanks.
Well, you know, the answer is not simple, but the short answer is this. Whoever promotes racing at the Evergreen State Fairgrounds through the contract which is offered by the Evergreen State Fairgrounds through the Parks and Recreation Department, it's part of the Parks and Recreation, is obliged to put a small monetary amount of capital improvements in the Speedway every year.
Mm-hmm.
Such a small amount that you cannot affect
any
changes. Yeah,
uh-huh.
Because there are so many things that need to be done. The county's aware of that, by the way. They're aware that it's, you know, wearing out or has worn out. You know, we have, like, here's an example. We're supposed to maintain, you know, like the racing surface in the way that it was, you know, a normal maintenance for it as it was produced.
Mm-hmm.
So the time for maintenance for lots of things at the Speedway is gone, right? And, you know, they're aware of that, but it has to do with the budget constraints from the county and, you know, through the Parks and Recreation Department. Would they like someone to come in and put $10 million in the racing facility?
Sure,
or, you know, $5 million? I think $2.5 million might give it a spruce up.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, yeah, sure they would. Is somebody like that out there that then could take the county contract and turn it into a business which would be profitable? Not in the current way that it's written.
Really?
No, no. It's not written in a way. But are they receptive to talking with some individual like that? I guess, but, you know.
I'm sure they would take the money if it was offered by somebody, but as far as coming up and making improvements, because it's the only thing like it on the West Coast, and it gives Snohomish County a great uniqueness.
Yeah, and it is sort of a shame because it also reflects poorly on the county because of the condition that it's in now,
right,
and their lack of effort in putting improvements into it. If anyone really wants to really get into it, then you can go ahead and get a copy of the budget from Parks and Recreation and then specifically go to the Evergreen State Fairgrounds and then look at what segment of that budget and how much is actually put into the racing portion at the mm-hmm. fairgrounds, mm-hmm. and then we can have a further discussion on
okay.
it.
Okay, we just
very,
might.
Very interesting. You know, and it's the choices they have to make in the Parks and Recreation Department. And frankly, you know, where Evergreen is now, there used to be nobody there, right?
Mm-hmm.
And now there's a whole bunch of people that live out there, and that brings a whole nother set of issues to bear on the
right.
speedway. So
yeah, it's so frustrating to go to some of these, and you go to them too, just like I do, and you think about what we could have had and what we do have, and it would be nice to be able to go through the pits and have a flushing toilet, for crying out loud.
And may I say that I have used that exact line in many meetings with the county and
really?
And those officials, but I have to tell you. Having said all that, and that's all the negatives of it, you know, mm-hmm. I'm a glass half full kind of guy.
Right.
It is what we have, and at least we have a place to go racing right
oh,
now,
sure.
right where we're at.
Yeah.
And I think we're lucky to have that right now. I really do. What's the long-term future out there? I hope it goes on and on and on. But right now we have a place. So what we try to do is make the grandstands as clean as possible
uh-huh.
and dress it up as much as we can. And, you know, we make the pits as clean as we can. And we make the place as, you know, as orderly as we can. And, you know, we have a place to go racing.
Yeah.
And we do the best we can.
I suppose
with
it's a nice problem to have.
Yeah.
Put it that way.
Terry, what motivates, if you can answer this, I don't know, but what motivates the county? Is it purely bottom line, or do they like to see the Snohomish County people enjoying the races out there in a full grandstand? What is it the county's looking for?
Oh, that would be the bottom line.
Okay. Is that right? Straight up money.
Well, our contract, the contract that Johnson Productions has pays the county X amount of dollars. We don't make money on concessions. Here's an example. Concessions.
Right.
You know, and we complain about concessions, about lines, about waiting, about the quality of food, about the price of food, you know, and all that stuff. But it's not something that we can't affect. We clean up the garbage from concessions. We have to do
gotta
that.
That's got to make you feel good. Huh?
But and beer sales. We cannot profit from beer sales. There's our racetracks. 60% of the racetracks. Now that's a figure I just threw out. It might be higher in this country. Rely on selling and profiting off of their food and their beer to make a profit, not the front gate ticket or sponsorship of the night. We have to do that without those things, those tools for us. So that's a hard row for us to go down.
It is.
So is the first person that comes in with a better bottom line going to bump us out?
Do you mean when in the contract?
Yeah. Whether it's racing or whether it's some other form of recreation
or horses.
I'm not going to say it. You can say it. But is it
when
somebody
horses
can come
are
out
a
with
big, a... horses are a big part of what the Evergreen State Fairgrounds caters to and their revenue. There is a economic study that is available, and I should get a copy and send over to you guys. And what it does is it went through and assessed what impact each of the activities at the Evergreen State Fairgrounds has on the county. And racing is a huge economic impact. Mm-hmm. The fairgrounds impacts by like $24 million the county annually, and racing is a large part of that. Now we would argue that then a large portion of the improvement budget from the Parks and Recreation Department should go into that. That makes sense, right?
Yes.
But then there's a whole political process that goes through. So, it's about money.
It is about money.
It's all about money.
So we have got coming up, as I'm trying to do some programming here real quick while you all are yakking. Karakio night coming up. I'd like to have you come back because I have a lot more I'd like to discuss with you because it's fun.
You didn't...
Because you give intelligent answers. And
I hope I'm not boring.
No, you're not. But
you know, it's good to have you here. Thanks for taking time out.
You didn't talk to me about double foul restarts.
To talk to you about double foul restarts. So quickly, why
they're great. They're good. They have never caused a caution flag. They don't delay us in racing. I just wanted to correct the record. The record is we struggle sometimes with getting cars in a line in the way they're supposed to be. Whether that's the spotter's fault or our fault.
First time that's been done on this.
We struggle, and sometimes we do the other thing.
As you are now.
But double file restarts do not impact the length of a caution, nor have they caused a caution. Because we go one to go, and they double up, and we go racing. Uh-huh. We don't do anything extra special because of that. So double files have created a lot of excitement. The fans are very receptive to that, and drivers have bought into it now, and they're like, hey, that helped me this night. I got hurt a little bit that night. And they're driving side by side better. They're finding the outside groove at Evergreen Speedway. Mike Holden is a great example of somebody who has the confidence to go outside where Galen used to race and win races. And he's going to win a race here shortly.
Second in points, though, right?
He's going to win one. Yeah. He almost won one last Saturday. He's going to win one.
It's been almost halfway through, or a third of the way through, as you said.
About a third, yeah. We're six races into an 18-race season.
So. Cool. Way to go. Well, we'll see you out there on Saturday night.
Can't wait.
It's going
to
be fun.
I'm going to put you to work in the announcer
booth.
Yeah,
it's going to have to blow the dust off of those skills, but I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Thanks for everything you guys do, and thanks for having me here.
Thank you very much, Terry. Always a pleasure to have you here. That was Terry Buell. Let's see. We have got just about a minute before we need to take our top of the hour break, and then we'll have Sports Center on after that. Then we'll be back at 2 minutes and 30 seconds after the hour, 9 o'clock. Still got a lot more to discuss. We've got Kelly Hale and his drifting friends who are also going to be putting part of the show down at Pacific Raceways. We're going to talk to, Will Champagne from the Karting Association. Thanks for hanging out. Coming up next, though, Bill Bailey from the Northwest Legends and Tom Walsh, who's been out there. He's probably lost 10 pounds just sitting out there because he's so nervous. So stick with us. We've got more of North Sound Racing coming up after the top of the hour break with lots to talk about. Got to thank Brandon Hamilton for coming in tonight. Poor guy came by to pick up his paycheck and ended up putting him to work. So
he looked ragged when he was leaving.
Well, he's doing something he'd never done before, and that was new rejoiners. And I really appreciate his help, as always. He is. We're going to he does all of our winners for racetracks all over the state. We're going to go through that tonight. We still have coming up Kelly Hart's Open Wheel Report. We've got Kelly Tanner. The legend Kelly Tanner will be with us. Kelly Hale and his drifting guys are out there. And we'll also talk with Ron Bennett, Travis Bennett, in an interview we recorded earlier tonight with Shane Biles. Coming up now, it's kind of cool to have these guys on. Part of what's going on at Pacific Raceways is they're having a big road race going on with the ASA Aero Exhaust Northwest Tour presented by ECHO Echo Power Outdoor Equipment. And the support field is going to be really cool, too, with the Northwest Legends, as they had a race down at South Sound Speedway, which we went down to see last week. 22 cars they started.
Wow.
And Nick Carey won that one. It was pretty much a wire-to-wire job for him, but lots of drama in it, lots of wrecks, and hopefully Bill has got some cars ready to go. But Bill Bailey, the leader and headmaster of the Northwest Legends, is on the phone with us. How are you, Bill?
I'm great at Pacific Northwest Raceways. We're at the racetrack and it's not raining. We're going racing tomorrow.
Nice.
Bill's back.
Bill's, yeah.
What's this crap with support? No, the tour support to the
West. Oh, I see. Okay. Well,
we're the number one show in town.
I see Bill's had a couple of energy drinks sitting in traffic on the way.
We're just up with the racetrack and we're going racing tonight. I'm going to go race tonight.
All right, Bill, calm down. You're gonna go run around that road course. That'd be a good idea.
Run.
I like the sound of that. Also joining us, and Bill, if would you be so kind as to address the guest or introduce the guest we have in the studio here, because you've got a pretty neat sponsor for your part of the show.
Yes, Mr. Tom Walsh. I'm not sure what his title is, but I think he's the regional sales manager up here. He's with Lucas Oil, and Lucas Oil is sponsoring all the Northwest or all the Legend regional qualifier road races in the nation. And we're proud to have Tom up here. He's going to come up here and spend the day with us Saturday. And I really appreciate him driving all the way up to Everett tonight to be live in the studio. It's really cool, and I really appreciate it. But he's a great guy. Boss says he is, and his wife says he is.
Top that one, Tom.
Well, he sure knows that. He definitely knew that. He was talking to my wife on the phone, and he got back to me. He says, I'd rather have her on the show instead of you. Well,
we've got many more phone lines. We can make that happen, however you want to do it, whatever makes you feel comfortable. Welcome to our show, Tom. It's good to have you here.
Thank you very much, Steve. Appreciate being here. I love your weather up here.
Oh, yeah, we love it, too. It's great for March. Yeah. Lucas Oil, I think the only way that a lot of people know the Lucas Oil name is through sponsoring virtually everything that has wheels on it. And kind of talk about Lucas Oil for those who aren't familiar with it and what type of products that Lucas has.
Well, we make several different products. First of all, when we first started out in the business back in 1989, our first product was the Lucas Heavy Duty Oil Stabilizer, which is an excellent product for the engines, for transmissions, for rear ends. The primary benefit of using the product is to eliminate dry start in the morning. And a lot of people don't realize that when they start their car in the morning, everything is down in the oil pan.
Mm-hmm.
So when you start the car up, it only takes a couple seconds, and then you got dry start. There's no lubrication up there in the cylinder walls. So if you can turn around and add that to your oils when you do your oil change, what you've done is that you've coated inside of the engine. So when you start it up in the morning, the oil is not a dry start, but you have lubrication up there. So you eliminate that dry start, and you also eliminate the thermal breakdown.
Bill, there's going to be a test on this after we're done, so you're right. Taking notes, I hope.
Lucas all the time. It's the best
stuff
around.
Yeah, it's a really broad product line as well, because you deal with pretty much anything in a car, truck, or anything that rotates and needs lubrication.
Absolutely. It works great. And what's nice about adding that additive to the oils and the gearboxes, it eliminates friction. When you eliminate friction, you eliminate heat. It extends the life of your oil and extends the life of your equipment.
Anybody involved in motorsports is familiar with the red, white, and blue of Lucas Oil products. What out here on the West Coast, you're getting obviously more involved with the motorsports. What, where do we look for Lucas Oil in the future in terms of advertising and that kind of thing? More classes, and or is it all just national?
Well, what I'm trying to do up in this area, when being a regional sales manager for Lucas Oil, I cover Oregon, Washington, Idaho, Utah, and half of Montana, and what I'm doing is trying to find out what tracks we can look at where we can get a lot of recognition out of an exposure, and that's what we're looking for up in this area, to try to build our name.
Mm-hmm.
Is that relatively new out here then? Is it just this year? Have you been doing that over an extended amount of time?
Well, it's not new. We've been up here for several years. The only thing is that people have always noticed and saw a product called Power Punch.
Mm-hmm.
And didn't even think anything about Lucas Oil. So we figured if we can get our name out there and keep it out in front of the people's face and their eyes, then they're going to see more of us. So we're trying to get that, recognition out there.
Mm-hmm. You know, it amazes me. And, Bill, just hang on. We'll get to you in just a minute. Don't go anywhere on us, okay?
I'm not going nowhere.
All right, good. One thing that's been amazing to me about Lucas Oil products is having been in a business that sells that kind of stuff for longer than I will admit to, you see so many of these products just come and go, but Lucas, what is it about Lucas? And I'm going to chalk it up to marketing. That's my answer. But what's made Lucas succeed in a business that just everybody and their brother that can pour some kind of a viscosity improver into a bottle and slap a sticker on it, what's made Lucas hang in there?
What made Lucas hang in there, and why we're out where we are, and we're top number one in the additive business nationwide, is that we use quality based stocks.
Mm-hmm.
And we use the that's your foundation of your oils, is your base stocks. If you're using the top quality based stocks, you're going to have a product out there that's going to last for just forever. And so Forrest Lucas is not afraid to put money in to his business, because all the profits go back into the business. We make quality products. We make a product that works.
Cool. Bill.
Yo.
You ready to go, buddy?
Hey, you know something?
Yes.
You people got to come down here. I ain't been here in a couple of years. This place is totally different. All the grass is gone. The trees are gone. My parking space, I know my parking is gone. This is beautiful. All asphalt. This is cool.
They've really done a nice job, huh?
Oh, they are doing beautiful work down here.
Cool. So, as we mentioned, and you so dutifully corrected me on the Northwest Legends headlining the road race down at Pacific Raceways on Saturday. But talk about some of the guys you've got coming in. How many cars do you expect, and what kind of show are you guys going to put on Saturday, Bill?
Let's see. You were in South Sound last week, right?
That's right.
How many do we haul off on a hook?
I think, well, I think, six or seven of them at least.
Yeah. So I figure we're going to have between 15 to 20.
Uh-huh.
I'm not sure on that. And we got John Hilliger coming from Montana. He'll be over here. He's coming over. And then we got all the local boys. And we got Dennis Fromm from Oregon. And I think Ty Hunter's coming in from Utah. So we should have quite a few.
Cool. And what else do you have? What do you have coming up after the road course race, or do we just go from that right into Speed Weeks later on this?
We got next week off, so everybody get ready, and then we go into the third annual Northwest Legends Speed Week.
Mm-hmm.
Start out in Roseburg on the 21st in Oregon, and then we go to State Line in Post Falls, Idaho on Tuesday night, and then Wednesday night at Mission Valley in Pablo, Montana, and then on to Legend Thunder, 8th Annual Legend Thunder in Kalispell, Montana for Saturday.
Yeah, now talk about Legend Thunder in Kalispell, because, man, the car count, how many cars are you expecting in for that?
There should be between 70 to 100 car Legends.
Man,
Thunder Roadster.
That is so cool. It would be cool if we could get some Thunder Roadster races around there, because we saw them down at the Bullring in Las Vegas. There was, it was a low count. It was 9 of them, but, man, those things are just really, they're so different. They're really cool.
We'll have 18 of them in Roseburg.
Oh, man. Very cool.
And then we got some guys for the Speed Week. I talked to Jimmy Hansen,
mm-hmm.
dad today, Woody. They're coming out. Jimmy's got a truck test in Twin Falls, Idaho next Wednesday or Thursday, so they're going to be out here. They're coming out, and he's running for national points and trying to win the national title for pro. And we got guys coming from California. Let's see. I just was told today, Tommy Jordan. Tommy Jordan's an old seasoned been with Legends since they started, and a past national champion. He's coming out with a young young lady that drives. He takes young kids and teaches them how to drive Legend cars and that. So he's coming out with her. And I know I got cars from Utah, Minnesota, California, Nevada, Washington, Oregon, Montana coming.
Very cool. It's going to be an exciting time.
It's going to be party time. We're going to show the Northwest what real racing is about.
Yeah, we've seen that before, haven't we?
You get 40 Legend cars lined up on a 3/8-mile track, and they got 50 laps to win.
Wow.
There's $1,000 on the line. I guarantee you, you're going to see racing.
It's very cool. All right, Bill, we have got to get to a break. Thank you so much for your time tonight, and good luck. Have some fun this weekend, would you, pal?
I'm going to, and we're going to show Tom a good time. Tom, I'll see you Saturday when you get here.
Hey, Bill, I'm looking forward to meeting with you, and I'm looking forward to being with you guys. And Lucas Oil and the family are very proud to be the sponsor of this race.
We're glad to have you on board, and I got my banners, and I can get them up. I ain't got no trees. I'm going to have to find a way to put them up. Took all the trees down, but we'll figure it out because we're the Northwest Legends. We're number one in the Northwest.
I'm sure you can rent some, Bill.
Hey, Bill.
Door is secondary.
Hey, Bill.
Yeah.
The only thing I can tell you right now is that get them up.
I'll get them up.
Yes.
Take it up. Have a good show, and I'll try to listen down here if you work down here.
All right. Cool. Thank you very much, Bill. Appreciate it as always, pal. All right, that was Bill Bailey. Tom, thank you so much. It wasn't that tough now, was it?
It wasn't tough at all.
You did a great job.
Piece of cake.
Money in the bank.
All right, we're
going to take a break. First of all, though, we're going to play Kelly Hart's Open Wheel Report. He's got all of the updates and stuff from that happened over the weekend and information coming up. And then we'll be back, and I think we're going to try and get Kelly Tanner on. No, let's go with Kelly Hale and his guys. Then we'll get Kelly on after that. Stick with us. Kelly Hart is happening.